Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, you may have seen the pictures last week of a football field in Illinois, or at least what was left of it. A 100-foot deep sinkhole dramatically appeared in the middle of the pitch. So what is a sinkhole and do we get them here? Dr. Siobhan Power, excuse me, is a geologist with Geological Survey Ireland. Good afternoon, Siobhan.
Good afternoon. How are you?
What is the difference between a pothole and a sinkhole? Or is it size?
Well, size, definitely. A pothole is what we think of as being the holes in the road. So it's related to the material used, related to maybe freeze-thaw, related to the rain and getting into what the start of a hole or a crack, and then that continues to make it bigger and bigger. And they're the potholes we know from the surfaces of our roads sometimes. I think in the UK they tend to use pothole also to include what we would call caves.
Mm, yeah, because people go potholing.
They do. Yeah. They do, yes.
Yeah. So the difference between that then and a sinkhole?
So sinkhole is the collapse of the upper surface, if you like, but it's related to what's happening underneath. So it's relating to a continuation of the UK term of the pothole, if there's caves underneath. So a karst environment. So in limestone, the rain dissolves the limestone because the rain is weakly acidic. It reacts with the limestone and it creates the caverns, it creates caves underneath, and it can happen that the surface above those caves or caverns can collapse, and that's what we would refer to as a sinkhole.
Right, okay. And it can also, because I think in that case, the place in Illinois, there was a mine underneath that pitch.
There was. So we wouldn't call that a sinkhole. We'd call that a crown hole.
Ah.
So that's different. So a crown hole, it can look like a sinkhole, but it happens where there's human activity underneath, like a mine or if there's military trenches from, well, I suppose, from the past, if you like. But it has to be human related. And we'd call it a crown hole. A sinkhole would also always be nature-related. It would be referring to what the limestone underneath. Now, I think in the case in Illinois, it was a limestone quarry. So it was a karst region. And that's maybe why they use that term, or maybe it's just a term that's commonly known, and so they applied it to this, even though it was a crown hole rather than a sinkhole.
And is that what karst region means, that there's a lot of limestone, or that it's prone to holes?
That it's a lot of limestone. So yeah. If you look at in the geology of Ireland, the surface bedrock for almost half the island is limestone. It's the most common rock on the surface that we have. So a lot of Ireland is karst, or can be karst. The most famous being the Burn in County Clare, but actually it's everywhere from the Burn to Dublin City. That's limestone as well. So all across the Midlands is all karst. And there are a lot of features we recognise from a karst feature region. In the west, we have a lot of turlocks, so groundwater flooding related to it being karst. But we'd have the caves, some of them quite famous in Ireland because they're show caves or they're tourist locations. But we would have unknown caves as well, caverns, the clints and grikes that you sometimes see on the surface if the limestone's at the surface. But it's all related to the rainwater dissolving the limestone over time.
Mm, yeah. So why don't we get more of them then in Ireland?
Of sinkholes? Well, we have about 6,000, or maybe it's 6. Yeah, we have a lot of sinkholes, but they would be very, very small. And people would know about them from their land. We map them, and we, if people have new ones that we didn't know about, we ask them to let us know about them. We visit the ploughing championships every year, and we always come home with a list of new sinkholes that we need to work out or investigate, or people send us photographs of sinkholes in their own land. But they'd be quite small, and they're always in karst regions, and we would have quite a lot of them mapped already.
All right. And because when one reads about them, it's always that one, you know, suddenly and dramatically appeared. I assume that that's extremely rare.
It is extremely rare, yes. And they do make the news because they are quite, dramatic. The case that was in Illinois was dramatic, but it was a collapse over a mine. And that can happen where you have shallow mines. But quite often they won't be very, or mostly they won't be very dramatic. They'll be very, it might be just a drop in sediment, or it might be just a hole forms, quite a shallow hole forms, and it's filled in itself with sediment.
Right. OK, so there's nothing for people to be freaking out about.
No, we have an example of on our own, the Geological Survey Ireland website, a picture of a cow in North County Cork. So it collapsed underneath the cow, and the cow fell into the hole. But the cow was rescued.
All right.
But that was quite dramatic, but it is from North Cork, the limestone in North Cork, and it collapsed under the cow.
Oh, God, poor cow. Siobhan, thanks a million for talking to us today. That was Dr. Siobhan Power there, geologist with Geological Survey Ireland. Someone says Mahara Cloon GAA Club had a sinkhole a couple of years back from the mines underneath. So it does, obviously probably not as big, but it does happen here every now and again.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.